Hi, welcome to Piccola Radio. We are doing a series of interviews called What's Your Job? Que Laborofai? To share the stories of people like today Christopher, and in the last episode to Abel, that was interviewed by Ginebra. As you know, Piccola Radio is a community project where we give a voice to everyday people and their experience. Thank you for joining us and to hear us. So, today we are with Christopher, friend of Laboratorio 53, friend of La Città dell'Utopia. And so, hi, Christopher, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you. My name is Honorode Christopher Gidigbo. I was born and raised in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. I spend my life there. I am into music. I am into ministry, gospel, and I'm also into entertainment. So I'm also, like I said, in ministry, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
How many years are you in Italy?
Well, since I've been in Italy, I came since 2014. I've been in Italy about 8 years, And then I also frequent Sweden on and on. Yeah, I found a job. I couldn't find any job while I was here. I was able to find a job in Sweden and I go and come. And also I was able to pursue my music while I'm there. So all this time I've been able to release 4 different albums on Spotify. And even now, I'm currently working on another album with some friends who come to join me, together with me, we are forming a musical group, you know, which is called I Am Archbishop, They Are Holy Angel. So it's a group, it's just like the Wailers, Bob Marley and the Wailers. So we call the group Archbishop and the Holy Angels. So we are currently working. Hopefully this month, when I return back to Sweden, we're going to complete the album and then push it into Spotify and also work on the videos of the songs.
During the interview, we will share with the audience some songs. We will put the record. Yeah. If you can share with us one special song for you.
Okay.
Your album, yes.
Yeah. Okay, you sing a special song from my album. Okay, let me sing this song, Roma.
Song special for you? What is the meaning? What was the meaning in your life or here in Rome?
I'm in that song, I said Roma is a city of peace, it's a city of love, and it's a city of hope. Yeah. And also the city of heroes. When you talk of hero now, when you talk about Julius Caesar, you talk about people like Pompey, you talk Augustus Caesar and the rest, they all came out from where? All came out from Roma. So when you begin to talk about them, you begin to talk about what? See, the heroes that has been from Rome as a nation. recorded.
Yeah. You see? Listen to you to speaking that good about Rome. So I guess it was difficult to you to leave from here, right? To start another. Why did you leave the city?
Yeah, because I couldn't find any job in reality. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find any job, but when I went to Sweden, I'm able to find a job. Even right now, I'm hoping to start my own cleaning company here. Like in Sweden today, I have my own cleaning company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about your current job in Sweden.
Yeah. So like I said, one, I love Rome. I love Rome. If you ask me, I always tell you, sono Romano. Mm-hmm. I always say, hey, yeah, you know. And when you talk about Rome, I love it. And leaving Rome to Sweden is not because I don't love Rome. It's because I couldn't find a job. And I went to Sweden, I find a job. And from that same job, I'm able to come up with my own cleaning company, which is called Lord Chris Stad Miljövård. That is, Lord Chris is English. Uh-huh. Yeah, why Miljövård, Stad Miljövård is in Swedish, which means cleaning. Stad is cleaning, and then Miljövård is an industrial cleaning. My company, I'm hoping to have the same company here.
How did come to your mind to open a cleaning company? How was the beginning of this company?
Well, for me, having a company in Sweden never came by accident, because it has been in my mind that yes, I'm going to create something that would also benefit others. You see, so even the company starting in Sweden wasn't my primary thought. You see, I wanted to start it from here. Everyone that said, no, I want to start my company here in Italy. Not until somebody just, Chris, come on, why don't you do it? It can be just a little pressure, actually. I look at it, I said, well, it would not take anything from me if I should start it there. So that was how, in 2022, when this person was talking, actually is the wife of my friend, I look at it, I said, okay, don't worry, let me pray about it. So, and I prayed about it, and then I said, okay, let's give it a try. So that was how I got the company registered. And today we already have one car. You already have one car, and I could say everything is fine, you see. So, hopefully, because I'll be so satisfied if I have it here, by the time I have it here, because one, I was here, I did not find anything. I could not find. There are people like me who are still here, who are looking for something, you see. By the time it comes here, at least I know that one or two person will benefit from my company by the time it starts here in Rome. So at least in, what's it called, in Sweden, there are people who are working with me. They too, mm-hmm, will always sit down on their own time to say, praise the Lord that I'm able to find something to do. You understand? Because the Lord has give me that opportunity to do that. So on their own term, they will thank the Lord that they find something to do. You understand me? So the same thing, that if he comes here, by the time I started here, somebody here will say, oh, wow. Oh, finally, I have something to do. You know, to bring peace of mind to that person to say, look, there's no need for me to go searching again and not have a job. You understand? So it is important. So to me, it's going to be the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me to have my company here.
Yeah, but what is the hardest part of this job in your company?
Well, the hardest part of the job is having those who understand the job. You understand? It's mm-hmm. a cleaning company.
Yeah.
It's a cleaning company. Because we have people who clean bad.
Can you explain to the audience exactly what do you mean with cleaning company? What kind of service
yeah,
you
offer? We clean homes, we clean offices, we clean schools, we clean companies. You understand? You can have it. You can give us a contract to be coming to clean your company. So you can give us a contract to be coming. We can give you a contract, yes. Don't you give, because you can sign a contract with us. We'll be coming to clean your house this day and this day.
How many are you in the company?
Yeah, I have about 4 persons.
Mm-hmm.
From my infancy, I would say, because it reminds me the first job I did as a child,
mm-hmm.
as a child, was cleaning. And,
how?
Yeah, because when I was growing as a child in Port Harcourt, there were those who were coming to wash cars in our street. They just come, they were boys, grown-up boys then. The transporters will come with their cars and their buses, and they will wash them, and the transporters will pay them. So one day I just get up, I can't even lift the bucket, but I took it. took it, and I went. My mother said no. My father said no. Don't stop him. Let him go. My father said let him go, and I went. I can't forget that word, let him go.
How old was you?
I was in between six years.
Wow.
6 years, when I mean 6 years at that age, my father said, let him go. I don't forget it. It remains in my head every now and then. You know, not until I did my first move cleaning, a house where somebody has packed out.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody has packed out completely, there is nothing again. Now, you have to clean the house before they will hand the key to the company that owns the house. It was after I did that cleaning, this incident came again. Could you believe, you know, when I did that cleaning, my hands could not touch the whisker.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine. Even the owner of the bus, people say, he can't work, you know. He said, leave him. Just like my father said, leave him. The owner of the bus said, leave him. Let him do it. And, oh my good God, could you believe the bumper in front of the bus?
Uh-huh.
I have to climb that bumper. I have to stand on the bumper in front of the bus. So you can imagine, because there is a bumper that comes out.
Yeah.
I have to stand on the bumper so that my hand can touch the windscreen. So for you to know that I was still small. You understand me? Mm-hmm. I climbed that bumper and then I hold the wiper. You know the wiper? Then I hold the wiper after I climbed. I hold the wiper while I was trying to wipe the glass so that I would not fall. I don't forget, when I wanted to clean this other side, I have to climb the tire. You see now, the rail. I have to climb the tire on the door side to clean.
Mm.
So you can imagine. So after I did that job, it brought tears into my eyes. Because the first thing I did was a cleaning job. And I remember that day. After I finished that move cleaning, you know, and since then I've been working and working and working. So like I said, the most difficult aspect of cleaning, it is when you don't have those that understand cleaning, that knows how to clean.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because when you have someone who knows how to clean, you will not get bothered. You see, most people would just come. You know, in a few seconds, you will see they are gone. No. But when someone who knows cleaning come, will say, no, this is not right. This is not right. We see all the mistakes. You see, and I've always told those who have worked with me, I said, look, this is how you clean. Even when I was working in other company, people would be brought from school. I would teach them how to clean. Yeah, I will teach them how to clean. You know, I've taught several people you know, how to clean. Who the school sent them, because the commune now, they went to school under the commune, and now the commune will sent them now. I have been privileged, you understand, to teach them how to clean.
Wow.
Because...
And you mentioned you are for in the company. All of you are...
My workers,
men or there are any women?
They are all men.
All men.
Yeah.
And what do you think when... Because in Italy at least, or even in Spain, in Europe, gender who is cleaning to a woman more than a man. What do you think about it?
No, there's no gender, so woman is clean now. At least, okay, like in my company now, I have my friend's wife. You know, she's also there to help me manage the company. Because like, I wanted to even call her to say, there is a message. Why didn't you check? But I just decided, no, let me answer the message. You understand? Because she has a phone there that's supposed to indicate there is a message.
Mm.
You get me now?
Yeah.
But that is... of no consequences. Since I've done it. I just saw it. No, there's no need for me making calls. Let me just go straight to it. You see, so there is nothing like gender. Mm-mm. The job is a job. Can you clean?
Sure.
Let's go. You understand me? How will I say? As long you know what to do, whether you are a male or female, if you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it.
True, so true.
Yeah, if you know how to do it, let's go. You understand me? Mm. You see, so there is no issue of gender when it comes to working with me. You see, we are all after one goal. The goal of a perfect job to the customer. You understand? Not a goal of a gender. You see, if you as a worker, you come to work, you're pushing a gender issue. That means you're not fit for the job. You have one thing, you know, is to make the customer happy. You will not bring up your gender to make the customer happy. It is the good job you did that will make the customer happy. So this is not issue of gender. It's issue of doing a good job. And that doing a good job, it must not be a man. It must not be a woman. It can be anyone.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I totally agree. So I have another question. What advice would you give to someone as maybe coming from another country that want to follow their dreams and to, for example, open a company as you?
Yeah, you see, everyone has a dream. Everyone has a dream, has what they think about. Deep down in me, I have more than cleaning company. I have more than music. Do you understand? With the right finance, I'm going to push in for more things. What I mean, with the right finance, I'm going to push in for more projects because I know things that run through my head.
Mm.
What I think, you understand me?
Yeah.
What I think. So it depends on what this person thinks. What do you want to achieve? What is running through your mind? When you sit down to think, what is running? I remember there was a time I shared some things with my lawyer. And my lawyer screamed. She said, Chris, all this abusiveness. I said, yes. All these are things running through my head. You understand me? These are things running through my head. You see? So, anything I'm doing now, this is the foundation. This is the foundation. Because I think big, I don't think small. You understand me?
Yeah.
I think big. And I don't just think to have a company in Sweden and Italy only. Let me just put it that way. I think having company in all corners, Europe, North and South America, Africa, Asia, I think those who are having companies in all these places, they are just like me. What is the difference? It is what you think. What runs through your mind? What is the ideas you have? You understand me? As I said, when you have an idea, then you need to pursue it. You get me? You need to pursue it.
Another, do you want to share with us another song that touched your soul?
Okay.
Your album, from the last album.
Yes, the current album, is that
the name? Current, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Chi Dio benedica l'Italia.
Italia, chi Dio benedica l'Italia, chi Dio benedica Sant'Egidio and everyone that is working in Sant'Egidio for being there to help people find their feet, and that is why I say, yeah, yes, man. Chi Dio benedica l'Italia. Amen, amen. Chi Dio benedica l'Italia. Amen.
So for the lyrics, I can guess that you feel really blessed for the people, organizations, Sant'Egidio, Centro Stalli, the lawyers that help you, but also the your friends, no? All these elements, I guess, help you to keep strong.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, this, how will I say, I really thank Sant'Egidio. You know, without Sant'Egidio, I don't know if I would have still be in Italy. You know, when we arrived, I would say we were treated very bad. The day we arrived, we were separated from our fellow African brothers. Just 7 Nigerians were picked and then taken straight to deportation camp, which I felt so bad. And I asked the question, what have we done? You know, right from Syracuse, the moment from Syracuse, we were just treated differently, completely, like as if we were Osama bin Laden. I don't know. You know, we are treated differently, completely. I felt it. You know, when we would get to the deportation camp, I ask question, what have we done? What are we doing here and what have we done? What is the problem between Nigeria and Italy? Nobody can tell me anything. They say, oh, Nigeria do not have any problem with Italy. I said, then what are we doing here? What are these? I saw people from other West African countries who were in, who came with us. We are 900, about 900 on the military boat, the naval boat, but just only 7 Nigerians. What have we done? We have done nothing, you know. But Sant'Egidio came in, they saw us, and may God bless every single person, the lawyers, everyone that stood to protest on our behalf. May the Lord bless them. May the Lord continue to remember them in the place where men will not remember them. May the Lord remember them and cause people to remember them. May the Lord stand for them. We're here. They stood, you know, protesting on my behalf and the others. And I really want to say thanks to them. And I also want to say thanks to Sant'Egidio, you know, to Sant'Egidio. And without Sant'Egidio, I wouldn't have known my lawyer. And I really want to say thank you to them. I also want to say thank you to my lawyer. See, thank you to them. I can never, you know, cease singing of Sant'Egidio. If I have any song to sing about Sant'Egidio, I will sing it. I'm so happy with them. They stood for me. They stood for me. Maybe they're assisting one person. That person you assisted, you have assisted a whole generation. You understand me? I said, so if St. Egidio is not there, I won't today have a cleaning company in Sweden.
So thank you, Chris. I think we spoke about a lot of stuff, no? The past, present, future, your job, the importance of music. So I think we can close this podcast. If you have another last song that you want to share with us, go ahead and then we will close it.
Which the title is, If There Is a Man to Pray.